Yeah.
Hello?
Daddy?
Hi, Julie. Hi.
Do you have a minute to talk now?
Of course I have.
Good. Tomorrow I'm going to be with Les Ahrens in Geneva.
Oh, yeah.
In Batavia, Illinois.
Right.
Have you ever been to either of those three cities? Geneva, Aurora, or Batavia?
I think I've been in Aurora.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the main thing is to say that I have...
Can you say anything about... Tell me any good stories about Les Ahrens. You've known him since you were a freshman college.
Yes.
Did I say that you always admired him?
That I have... I have known and admired him since I first met him as a freshman congressman 25 years ago. And that I've always enjoyed the many visits I have paid to his district. I have made to his district.
Do you remember, have you ever played golf with him or anything?
Yes. Let me think whether you want to mention that.
Something about him being so great on national defense.
I would say that, one of the indispensable leaders of our he is one of the indispensable leaders of the the Republican, the NSC. He is one of the indispensable leaders of our Congress, and no man in the Congress, through all the years I have known him, has been more a tar of strength on the great issue of national defense and peace with honor for America than Les Ahrens, something like that.
National defense?
Yeah, on keeping America strong, and seeking peace with honor in the world than Les Ahrens.
And seeking peace with honor. Good. And now then the other one, Daddy, is Jerry Ford.
Right.
Could you tell me a couple of things about him?
Well, he is the... I would point out first that we were proud that he presided so with dignity and poise over our conventions in 1968. Right over our convention as the chairman in 1968, and we won a great victory that year. He presided over our convention in this year, 1972, and we think that history will repeat itself this year. You might say that.
Right.
And that I have been, is it Grand Rapids?
Yes.
And that I've, remember speaking in Grand Rapids as a freshman congressman, and I remember on that occasion that thing I do remember is the lights went off. It was a dinner, a fundraising dinner, and the lights, the power went off. But I'm convinced that we're convinced this year that...
Just, you know, that you gotta, I can make a joke out of that.
Now you can say, I remember when the lights went off, but they're not gonna go off again.
Yeah.
Now but we've turned the lights on in Washington now, and they're gonna stay on, or something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Turn the lights on in the White House, and they're going to stay on.
Anything more about Jerry Ford?
That I've
a good friend.
He and his wife are not only our closest political friends, but our closest personal friends, and that he's the perhaps one of the three or four outstanding leaders. Both the House and the Senate, in other words, in the whole nation today. One of the top leaders in the whole nation today in his position as the Republican leader of the House. And
why isn't Leslie Ahrens the Republican leader of the House?
Because he's the whip.
whip.
He's older, but he's a whip, but he wasn't elected that. He's a second man.
Uh-huh.
But that's very high, too, you see.
Yeah.
And Les Aarons is, you can point out that with Les Aarons, that, I don't know whether you'd want to mention, yeah, that we've Both Ford and Aarons are loyal, too. They're totally loyal. They're loyal. And in a fight, use the same, in a fight that is in any kind of, in the many hard battles we've had these last 4 years, you can say that I've always known that I could count on Les Aarons for his support. In all the battles we've had, I've always known that we could count on Jerry Ford. You could use that both places.
Good. Great. You've been a big help.
Okay.
Thank you, Daddy.
Good luck to you.
Okay. Bye.